Amen. So what an exciting Sunday it is to have friends from Costa Rica with us. And just so you understand at Hope Church, oh, thank you, that I'm not in control. Here's how we look at missions: local, national, international. In Matthew, it says to go into all the world. And we did a great mission trip earlier this summer, and obviously a week or so ago we talked about the 10 churches that we built in India, but there's a lot of things that God is doing, and we're so excited to have these friends here. And Christian oversees an incredible ministry. Gretel oversees all of Christ for the City International in Costa Rica, so she oversees everything. And then Jessica is the only gringo. She's from Kentucky, and she went on a missions trip to Costa Rica, and God touched her heart, and she's been there now for multiple years and is doing incredible stuff. So, Jessica, I'm going to have you share first, and then we'll have Gretel, and then we'll have Christian.
Okay, so my name's Jessica. Several of you, I know your faces now, which is awesome. It's such an honor to be back here at Hope Church. I think a year ago we were here. Is that right?
Christmas time
last year. And so for me, it's such a pleasure to be here with you guys. About 8 years, actually this month we'll be completing 8 years of being in Costa Rica. So actually when I was in high school, I went down on a mission trip, kind of like the group that just went. And I remember telling a friend, if this was my life, I'd be perfectly content. However, I had no idea that that's where God was going to call me or that's where I would end up living. And so 8 years ago, I took a step of faith and I moved down to Costa Rica. And so I want to share a little bit of what I'm doing today, because if I told you what I've done in 8 years, we'd be here all day. And Jim doesn't give me that much time.
Amen.
So about 4 years ago, I began working with Pastor Christian. You're going to hear more of what we're doing in Pavis. So I work alongside him and what we're doing in Pavis. And so we have a refuge for men that are coming out of addictions, gangs. And it's been really cool to watch this transformation of what we were just singing about the presence of God when it touches someone's life. There's transformation, and we truly believe through Jesus is the only way someone will be broken off addictions, gangs, and your life can be transformed. And so I began praying for the women, because I began to meet girls that are stuck in that same situation. And so my thought is, we'll build a center for women, and I'll come and go, and I'll have my freedom, and it'll be great. But God had other plans, and so about 4 years ago, I began looking for a place to build a house. To make the story short. And in the end, I ended up buying a piece of land and began building my house. But in the middle of the first 15 days of building, I'd put a container, a shipping container, the back of a trailer. And so the plan was to build a bathroom, a living room, and a kitchen. And so I was going to live there. And I'd been working in Carpio. And so the plan was to bring my girls to spend the weekend, but it was going to be non-committal. I can kick you out when I'm over you, when you get annoying. But God had other plans, and so about 15 days into the container was set, God began speaking to my heart, and he said, this place is going to transform the life of girls. It's going to be a place that's going to break off addictions, it's going to break off gangs, it's going to break off suicide. And then at that point, became crucial in my life of, do I do what I've always done and say, God, that's really cool, but once you supply the money, once you provide, once I understand how to do work with addictions, because as Jim said, I grew up in Kentucky. My family, I went to church my whole life, so I'm a product of a church. I'm a product of all the ministries you guys do here, and they have purpose, and they're now transforming the lives of many people in Costa Rica. And so at that moment, I said, okay, God, if this is what you're doing, let's do it. And so I took a leap of faith. I told the guys from the refuge who were building, we're going to make a second floor, and we're going to extend, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but this is going to be Kairos, which is God's time. Because when God's time interacts your life, things change. And so I opened my home to girls. And so from January to May, we built my house. And so that was about 3.5 years ago. So we've been running for about 3 years now. And so honestly, Hope Church, you guys have walked by me through all of that. I don't know if you know that or not. You helped me finish building. You sent down money for that. You guys have helped me buy sheets and blankets and those kind of things. You guys help us throw pizza parties several times a month, which is awesome. Because one of my hearts is that these girls would understand what God sees of them, not just, hey, you've come from the streets, you've come from gangs, you've been mistreated and abused, but they would realize that God has a plan for them beyond what they can imagine. And so I'm gonna show one of my girls, her name's Judy. So she's gonna come up on the screen, I believe. So on your left, that first photo was in August was 12 months ago. So she showed up on my doorstep at the refuge. So the girls come and it's not planned. So Judy came and she said, I need help. I'm addicted to crack. I'm living on the streets in a camping tent of San Jose with my boyfriend. And she said, I'm tired of this life. And one day I woke up and I said, I need help. So she began looking for a center. And at that time we didn't have space, but God opened the door. And so she showed up. And so as you can see, the photo in the middle is Judy 8 months later. So you can see the transformation of what only God can do. And so when she was here about 15 days in, she's like, I think I have a problem. I think I'm pregnant. And so that was a new challenge because the plan isn't to have pregnant girls. It's to have girls that are addicted. And so we did her pregnancy test and she was pregnant. And so we walked through her pregnancy. And so basically her time in Kairos was her pregnancy. And that's just how God does perfect things. So she stopped consuming drugs at the moment that she was pregnant. She had no idea. And so down in the right-hand corner, that's me. And then that's her little baby, Mylette, who was born 6 months ago. And so in the upper-hand corner, you can kind of see it. That's Mimo, who's the father of the baby. And so he actually, when he found out she was pregnant, came to the refuge. And so we're not only just restoring the lives of these girls, but it's a whole family being restored. And so in December, they're going to get married. And the little boy in the middle is one of Judy's other sons. And so he's now living with her. And so it's amazing to watch how God is transforming not just the life of Judy and her baby, but Mimo. And it's a whole family being restored. And they now come to church. And Judy's learning how to do nails. And so if you look at Gretel's nails, you can see the talent. And so it's what Hope Church does is not just impacting when you donate and support. The life of Judy has been completely transformed, but it's a whole family that's been touched. And so in the last 3 years, we've touched 25 girls. And so I just want to say thank you. And girls' lives are being completely transformed. And right now I have 4 girls in my house. I have another pregnant girl who's due in November. And so God keeps bringing, at least it's just one at a time because hormones are off the charts. And then I have 3 other girls and they're all fighting to recover their children and break off addictions. And so God is doing amazing things and I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. And what I love about what's going on in Costa Rica is that they don't ask for our help. They're doing it with or without us. But the cool thing is we can partner with them. And just for some of you, maybe you're new today or you haven't been around Hope for quite a while. 10 years ago when I said I was going to build 10 churches in India and made a vow to God, maybe it was a year or two later, God spoke to me and said, Liz Jones used to attend church here. She was on our worship staff, kind of one of the pastors, and she died of cancer young, but she was a missionary in Costa Rica. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, Jim, don't let what Liz has done disappear. And I'm like, God, but remember India. Like, I'm already committed. And then I think I need to get committed if you're telling me to do this. And so we've been going to Costa Rica as Hope Church, I don't know, maybe 10 years. I was there before you were the director. And what I've learned about missions, it's not just going one time. It's going again and again and again and again and again. And then we become not just acquaintances, but like family. And that's what Hope Church has become in India and in Costa Rica. And some of you haven't been able to go, but you've been able to send. And that's the same blessing as those who are able to go. So Gretel oversees, and she can't tell us everything. I mean, she oversees like the whole country. And what I know about her, I remember the new base that we stayed in. I went there when it was like this horrible, beat up, like shack thing, and she's like, oh yeah, God's given us a vision. I'm like, it's a vision of death. This is not, I'm thinking, okay, you are one of the craziest people I've ever met in my life, but if you think God can pull this off, we're in. And now, you know, when our church did, they're like, wow, this is super nice. I'm like, should have been here when I saw it the first time. But that's her life, is making guys like me uncomfortable because she says, oh, I think God wants to do this. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Don't see it, but I believe with you. And then God does it over and over again. So Gretel, I know there's so many things you could share. Maybe just something that we've been a part of, you've been a part of, and what God's doing right now.
Yeah. Well, it's great to come here and I speak so loud anyway. I know you can hear me.
Hello, hello. Oh, yep. I'd be my mic.
Okay, it's so great to be here and see so many people that visited Costa Rica and feel his family will jump and recognize me, and I feel super flattered because of that. So it's great to be around and feel loved by you. And as Jim said, beyond that, beyond resources, this guy has been my mentor these years. And to have the support, and because you wonder how the Latina crazy is doing this, I wonder that every day because I know it's not me. And that's the only reason why I'm there, because I know that he can and I can't. So it's great when you walk by faith and you see him showing off his power. So I just want to talk about pandemia and what happened during the pandemia. Pandemia, right? Well, my English, though, is not improving. By the way, I can confuse Hurricane with Enrique at the same time. But anyways.
Yeah, she told us, she said, I hope Enrique doesn't knock down the plane. And I'm like, Gretel, I didn't know Enrique was coming. She said, he's not. I said, look what you sent me. She sent a voice message. I hope Enrique, and she goes, oh, I meant hurricane. And we laughed.
So you forgive my English anyway. I just want to show you one picture of two hummingbirds while I was crying in our garden in the middle of COVID, asking the Lord, what am I going to do? You know, we have 55 missionaries and 100 volunteers, and I'm asking the Lord, I don't know how we're going to handle this, because the guest house provides oxygen for 15 buildings. And I'm crying, and the Lord shows up with this little nest, saying, see them? I am crying there, and I lift my sight, and I see those hummingbirds, and the Lord said, I'm taking care of them. Why are you worried? And it was just, he hit me. He hit me at that point to say, I'll take care of you. And he did, and he did. Honestly, the expectations for the board in Costa Rica was that we were going to be broken after the COVID pandemic, and we were in safety finances. And so it was because we need to remember this all the time. My favorite verse is when it says, do not be anxious out of anything. Do I apply it? Not all the time. But it's true. But the thing is, when you see that the Lord speaking to you in that way, and you have that relationship to trust his almighty, you just rely on him. And that's why I'm there. Because I know he's that big. And that's the only reason. And I want you to see, because during the pandemic as well, in our garden, God continued talking to me. And there is another sign, Zach.
The next photo.
Yeah, the next one. So, yes. See that? We cut that. We cut it completely. And then these bananas showed up. And again, I am in the second crisis through pandemia, because the first one was like, this is going really bad. 26 group canceled in a month. And we are not going to have any resources. I have to fire everybody. And then again, God, the second time is like, many people were hungry. I mean, in desperate situations in all our centers, in all our cities. And the Lord says, I'm going to open a way where there is not a way. During that time, it was amazing how, as an organization, and because he is God, we were able to feed thousands and thousands of people. Beyond being in a huge crisis, God was showing up. Every time I would talk to Jim, he was, sending help and resources. And the next one, it says, how at the very end of the pandemic, he reminded me, we never put a lily plant in there. And then this lily was in the morning. And again, Matthew and Lord saying, you know, I dress them like, you know, better than Salmon King. Salmon. Yeah. Okay.
Not salmon. That's a fish we eat.
I know. So anyways, and he was at the very end showing, saying, this is me, okay? So Christ for the City grew 25% during pandemia. We built 3 centers during that time. One of those is Agua Viva. Living Water is in La Carpio. It's what Jim just told that you guys help us to build. This is a center to help the kids in this area. 90% of the kids have been abused. So we want that to be a center to deliver those kids, and you guys were there to help the moms and to make it beyond. No, that's not the one. But anyways, but it's because the pictures are not in the order. But I want to show you the God we have. I always say we live in a third world country with a one world God. And the next one, it's the one that, yeah. This lady showed up and said, I want to donate 2 acres of my land in a place that has become the place that people are, you know, guys and boys are starting to use drugs. It's the only option they have. So we will start a center in there, a vocational center. We already finished all the tramites legally that are. And so God did this through the pandemic to say, despite pandemia, despite you guys, I am God. So next, that's the new land that we will be using as a vocational center for the boys in the area, and to bring hope to them, to teach them how to fix motorcycles. And well, it's a whole project written down, finally done. And so this is one of the projects that got open doors through pandemia. And then the next one, this is unbelievable. We have always dreamed to work in this community, is Los Guido. And anyways, suddenly someone showed up and talked to me about, why don't you just, actually he was kind of offering me to work to change my job. And I said, no, I know the Lord is not taking me there. But after, like 6 months after, he offered the building to Christ for the City. So we got to have a new building, completely done. Computers are in there. Next, so you can see, yeah. You know, that's the lower part where we do program with the children. And the next one, you can see, yeah, computer lab. That was completely donated to Christ for the City. Could you imagine? Then I thought, if you think I was super happy, I was thinking, more bills to pay, more electricity bill. And then the Lord is so amazing. I said, God, if this is yours, please, I don't want another burden, because it's getting bigger and bigger. I don't know where we are going to have, you know, enough resources for all these buildings. And then they told me, you know what? You might need to talk to a person that has been helping us to sustain this center. It's a church in England. And the guy there said, oh, continue helping you with electricity and those kind of things. I mean, it's just God. It's just God. When people say, how do you do it? I say, I do nothing. I just, you know, just run after him to see. So if that's me, you know, crazy Latina, as he described me, and everything, I mean, he can use us all. He can use us all. And that's the amazing thing. Despite us, he can use, because he is looking for hearts that, you know, trust him. That's all what he wants. The rest, you just walk and trust and be obedient. And it's just a piece of cake. It's going to be a little more. No, just a few minutes. So one of the things...
I just wish you had some energy. I'm taking Dramamine just to keep up with her.
Anyways, one of the approaches that we have done is to start working with the pastors in the areas where we work. Pastor Christian is the president of the fraternity in a huge community. So we have done that...
Give him time to speak.
Yes. I mean, I'm saying that because of that, we realized that to work with the pastors together is a great way to work with the community and have together the kingdom fighting and working for them. So this was like 2 months ago that we took the Terrazas pastors in a retreat. The before and after that is the response they have to work together. We go and evangelize the community together as a kingdom. That's powerful when you do that. And get the next one. Yeah. Yeah, so that was at the end of that retreat that we were having so much fun. But they now feel like this is, you know, this is kingdom of heaven. We walk together. It's a major difference. So we know that the Lord is driving us there. In Los Guido, the new community, we are going to do the same. I can see what he's going to do.
She's got 7 seconds. We flip her mic off.
I know. Next one. So this is in Los Guido community. We were able to put together around 25 pastors for God's glory. And that is a big activity to pray for the community together, all the leaders. And then they went and make, you know, what we call like evangelistic walks in the neighborhood. Prayer walks, all the churches together. And so that has been something that God has put as a strategy for Christ for the city during the pandemic time, after that, because we knew that the evil was using this to discourage pastors, churches. And then by having them together and encourage them, changed a lot the way they were working and we were working together. I don't know if there should be a sign that I can use. But anyway, that's part of the
same. All right, last slide. I don't care what she says.
Yeah, let me do this. Thank you. That's Living Water Center. What happened?
Nothing, you're good.
Okay. So anyways, that's Living Water Center. And that's where we are going. And that's that building next November will be, you know, having a nice inauguration. And we know, because the Lord in an amazing way gave us that place, that is going to be to set a lot of people free, children, moms, and all the community. I love it. She got it. So this is how we started.
Pause. We're going to be late today, and it's just the way it's going.
Okay. But I just, just want to tell you how he is God and how he's Almighty God, and we have seen it. We are so grateful that you are part with us. I know this man says we'd never ask, but when he asked, and through this time our buildings were falling apart, the only church that signed up to help us to fix roof and fix everything, nobody, you know, they want to do a new project, not to fix buildings that are falling apart because we couldn't, was One Hope Church, the one helping us to do it. So I just want to say thank you, guys. You're a huge part. You're part of my job in there as well, as you know, you support me as well. So thank you so much. And I didn't take over it.
So,
praise God.
In America, it's so hard. If I preach 31 minutes, people are freaking out. In Costa Rica, this would be the beginning of the introduction.
The offering.
Oh, yeah, this would be like the whole offering time there. But what I love about what Jessica and Gretel are doing, she's not paid other than support she raises. Jessica is not paid other than if somebody wants to support them. And here's the difference, I think, that happens sometimes in the U.S. and in Costa Rica. They'll say, I'm going to do it. And we say, well, God, if you do this, I'm going to do it. Right? Lord, if you give me a raise, I'll do this. God, if you do this, I'll do that. And that's not faith. Faith is, here's a dilapidated building. God, I think you can do something big. It looks crazy, but it'll work. Jessica has, you know, semi-truck containers stacked and has these girls 24 hours a day. And in a moment, Christian's going to speak, but I want to tell you, a year or so ago, I felt the Lord spoke to my heart and said, go to Costa Rica and bless the guys at the refuge. People said, you can't go to Costa Rica during the pandemic. I said, well, what do you want to do? Say, God, forget it? And we went and we gathered all the guys from the refuge and we took them to like a TJ Maxx. And we said, all right, each of you guys, I don't remember, it was like $200. You can spend, each one of you, and we'll cover the bill. And one of the gang guys, I mean, with tears in his eyes, he reaches up his hand and he says, this is the first time in my life I've ever been given a Christmas present. Mm. And I thought, Lord, I know people said you're stupid for going, you're crazy, but this is what you wanted to have happen. And then all chaos broke loose because these are street guys and they're taking off their clothes and trying on clothes in the store. And there's a, you know, the announcement comes on, please, we do have dressing rooms. Please do not take off your clothes in the aisles. But they were so excited. And we've done things like repaired all the bathrooms in Christian's church. We gave them bathrooms in the refuge. And it's not because they asked for it. It's because they are doing amazing things. And I'll just tell you one thing before Christian talks about the gang things. I mean, it is so violent and so crazy. I was the first gringo that they ever let speak at a gang camp. And I didn't want to do it. And I was so mad at Jessica. I said, I do not want to speak at this thing. I'll help fund it and that. She goes, well, Christian wants you to speak. I said, well, forget it. I already told you I didn't. And then the Lord, I mean, said, Jim, I want you to do this. And I told her, I said, all right, Jessica, I'm mad, but I'm doing it. And God, I mean, because sometimes it's super uncomfortable. I mean, there were people there with bullet holes in them. I mean, there were people there who had like hits on them. I counted, I thought, there's like $70,000 of people if they could get shot in here, somebody would make. That's not good. There was a gal there who had murdered a five-year-old to get at her drug parents. I mean, this is hardcore. I remember leading, you know, one of the young men came to the Lord. He was baptized. I have a beautiful picture of that. And like a week later, he was shot in the head and murdered. And God wants to use us, and he's given us such a unique ability to be part of things going on in Costa Rica. And in terms of what we would call the worst of the worst and the people that nobody wanted to minister to, the gang guys and all that, that's the motley crew that he has taken in, and they are doing things for God that are absolutely incredible. There's a video that I want to show. Hey, video guys up there. Yep. Or maybe that's not a guy.
Something has to break, tear down everything.
And so, Jessica, yeah, amen. Jessica, if you will have Christian introduce his wife and
entonces,
then...
Entonces, Pastor, presenta su esposa.
Sí. Jesus of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Nice to meet you. My name is Pastor Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Hope Church is beautiful. Thank you, people. God bless you.
Muy inglés.
Y su esposa.
Ah, aquí está mi esposa, my wife. Is my name is no, ella es Beryl.
Her name.
Okay, eso es lo único que sé en inglés.
That's all I know in English.
Estuve practicando todo este rato.
I've been practicing this whole time.
Okay, estoy muy contento de estar con ustedes.
But I'm very happy to be here with
y
you.
Y muy feliz de conocerlos a todos.
And I'm very content to meet all of you.
Todo este tiempo han estado en mi corazón.
You've been in my heart this whole time.
El corazón de mi esposa.
And the heart of my wife.
De los misioneros.
As missionaries.
Y de toda la iglesia.
And our church.
Y las obras que el Señor está haciendo allá.
And the work that we're doing there.
Ustedes son una gran bendición.
You are a great blessing to us.
No se pueden imaginar.
You can't imagine.
Las cosas grandes que Dios está haciendo.
The big things God is doing.
A través de esta iglesia.
Through this church.
Allá en Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
Dios ha sido muy bueno.
God has been so good.
Dios ha sido grande y poderoso.
God has been big and powerful.
Ustedes han sido un apoyo muy grande para nuestras vidas.
And you have been a big support to us in our lives.
No lo hubiéramos logrado si no es por la generosidad.
We couldn't do what we do without the generosity.
Dios ha mostrado a través de ustedes.
That God has demonstrated through your church.
Son una iglesia muy fuerte.
You are a very big church,
muy
strong
poderosa,
church, and powerful church.
Con un gran corazón.
With a big heart.
Tienen un pastor con un gran corazón.
And you have a pastor with a big heart.
Tienen líderes con grandes corazones.
You have leaders with big hearts.
Todas las personas que han ido allá.
Everybody who's come to Costa Rica,
han tocado nuestros corazones.
You've touched our hearts.
Y han sido una salvación de Dios.
And it's been a salvation
Dios
from God.
Dios los ha usado para bendecirnos.
And God has used you to bless
para motivarnos,
us. To motivate us.
Para hacernos entender que no estamos solos.
To make us realize we're not alone.
Para darnos ese apoyo, ese amor de hermanos.
And to give us that support as brothers and sisters.
Que nos han dado deseo de seguir adelante.
And it's given us strength to continue forward.
Que en medio de todas las pruebas que hemos tenido.
In the middle of all the tests we've had,
en nuestras misiones,
our missions,
ustedes han sido esas cartas leídas de Dios.
You've been those open letters God has sent.
Ese testimonio del
you've
amor
been a
de
testimony
Dios
of the love of God,
que nos impulsa a seguir adelante.
That gives us an impulse to continue
somos
forward.
Un equipo.
We're a team.
Ustedes son nuestra familia.
You're our family.
Y gracias.
Thank you.
¿Por qué no nos han abandonado?
Because you haven't abandoned us.
Gracias, pastor.
Thank you, pastor.
Y todo el equipo.
And all the team.
Son nuestros hermanos.
You're our brothers and sisters.
Y nosotros los amamos mucho.
And we love you greatly.
¿Dónde estábamos nosotros?
Where we were or where we are.
Son zonas muy difíciles.
They're very hard places we work.
Tenemos una pasión, un gran amor por lo que estamos haciendo.
We have a great passion and a great love for what we're doing.
No estamos jugando a la iglesita.
We're not playing church.
Estamos haciendo frente.
We're facing.
Abrazar al prójimo.
To hug our neighbor.
Abrazar al leproso.
To hug the leper.
Dar la oportunidad a la prostituta.
To give an opportunity to the prostitute.
Y tenemos el deseo de trabajar.
And we have a desire to work.
El amor y la pasión.
The love and passion.
Todos los días nos ahoga la desesperación.
Every day we're choked out by desperation.
Por hacer algo nuevo para el reino de Dios.
Because we want to do something new for the kingdom of God.
Y Dios nos ha enviado.
And God has sent.
hermanos tan grandes y hermosos como ustedes,
big brothers and sisters like you guys,
que tienen un gran corazón por
who
las
have
almas,
big hearts for the souls,
y una pasión por lo que están haciendo,
and a passion for what we're doing.
Y cuando los hemos necesitado, ahí han estado.
And when we've needed you, you were there.
Siempre.
And it's been the
Aunque
whole time.
Ahora nos conocemos personalmente,
even though we didn't know you,
algunos ya nos conocíamos,
some of you we know.
Y al volvernos a ver aquí
and to see you again in this place,
siento el gran amor.
I feel a great love.
Siento la conexión de parte del Espíritu Santo.
I feel the connection of the Holy Spirit.
Que las cosas no pasan por casualidad.
That things don't happen by accident.
Dios cumple sus promesas.
God completes his promises.
Y él es grande y poderoso.
And he's big and powerful.
Dios nos ha dado visiones.
God's given us visions.
De trabajar.
To work.
Y él ha enviado la provisión.
And he sent provision.
Muchas veces a través de ustedes.
And many times it's been through you guys.
Hubo un tiempo en la pandemia.
There was a time in the pandemic.
Que hicimos una granja.
Where we made a chicken coop.
Y esa granja nos dio de comer.
And that gave us food to eat.
A 50 hombres.
To 50 men.
Que no podíamos salir.
Where we had no way to come out of where we were at.
Y muchos ministerios cerraron.
Many ministries shut their doors.
Y yo decía, Dios, no los puedo mandar a las calles.
I said, God, I can't send these men to the streets.
A que sigan robando.
Where they keep stealing.
A que sigan fumando drogas.
Where they'll continue consuming drugs.
Perteneciendo a las pandillas.
And being part of gangs.
Y Dios nos proveyó.
And God provided.
A través de ese proyecto de los huevos.
And God provided through the project of the eggs.
Y todos los días comíamos huevos.
And so we had eggs to eat every day.
Y vendíamos huevos.
And we began selling them.
Esas gallinas eran super gallinas.
They were super hens.
Imagínate que naturalmente ponían un huevo, deberían de
naturally,
poner un huevo.
They should only have one egg
y ponían
a
hasta tres huevos
Some
al día.
Some would do three a day. It was a miracle.
Fue una gran bendición.
That was a great blessing.
Y ustedes fueron los que nos ayudaron.
And you guys helped us make that happen.
Y después ya dejaron de producir.
And when they stopped producing.
Y pasaron a mejor vida.
And their better life was over.
Aquí.
In our stomach.
Terminaron como buenas misioneras.
They finished as good missionaries.
Todas las gallinas hasta les poníamos un nombre.
And all the hens we gave names.
Eran, fueron una gran bendición.
It was a great blessing.
También nos ayudaron.
You've also helped.
En construir un taller mecánico.
To build a mechanic workshop.
Muchos muchachos.
Many men.
Muchos.
Many of them.
Que no sabían hacer nada.
That didn't know how to do anything.
Desde pequeñitos fueron huérfanos.
When they were little, they were
Vivían
orphans.
En las calles.
They lived on the streets.
Lo único que sabían eran robar.
The only thing they knew was to
drogas,
steal, sell drugs.
Disparar.
To
y cuando
shoot a
llegaron
gun.
Ahí,
and when they came,
la iglesia compró la iglesia.
Your church helped us buy tools.
Compró herramientas.
So we bought, you guys bought tools.
Y construimos un taller mecánico.
And so we built this mechanic workshop.
Y muchos han aprendido la mecánica.
And many have learned how to do mechanics.
Y hemos sacado a muchos de las calles.
We've pulled many off the streets.
Ahora ellos trabajan en mecánica.
And now they're working in mechanics.
Ellos pueden llevar el sustento a sus familias.
And they can take support to their families.
Y ellos aprendieron un oficio.
They learned a skill.
Y me siento muy alegre.
And I'm very happy.
Y yo sé que ustedes también están alegres.
And I know you're happy.
Porque estamos haciendo la obra de Dios.
Because you're doing the work of God.
A personas que no conocíamos.
To people that we didn't know.
Y tal vez nunca vamos a conocer.
And maybe you'll never meet them.
Pero cuando estemos en el cielo.
But the day we're in heaven.
El Señor va a decir.
The Lord's going to say.
Tú apoyaste a esta persona.
You helped that person.
Que llegó a ser un excelente mecánico.
To become a great mechanic.
Y después fue un pastor, un evangelista.
And then he became a pastor or evangelist.
También en pandemia iniciamos un proyecto nuevo.
In the pandemic, we also began a new project.
Allá nos el gobierno no nos quiere.
In Costa Rica, the government doesn't like us.
El gobierno estuvo muy mal por un tiempo todo lo que era cristiandad.
The government became very against Christianity.
Lo cerraban.
They closed our ministry down.
Y el impacto que estamos haciendo con el refugio 1 y refugio 2.
The impact we have in refuge 1 and refuge 2.
Y con Kairos.
And with Kairos.
Es sonado en todo Costa Rica.
It's heard all over Costa Rica.
Que tenemos el deseo también de lanzarlo a todo Centroamérica.
And our hope is to one day to take it to all of Central America.
Con un nuevo proyecto que ahorita les voy a contar.
With a new project that I want to share.
Pero el gobierno en pandemia nos cerró.
But in the middle of the pandemic, the government shut us down.
Pero antes el Señor nos había hablado de iniciar that, un nuevo proyecto de refugio 2.
God had told us to build refuge 2.
Era construir una casa.
And we built a house.
Y la hicimos en una zona pesquera en la playa.
And we did it in a fishing village.
Y no teníamos cómo comenzar.
And we didn't have a way to start.
Pero iniciamos por fe.
But we began in faith.
Todo es por fe.
Because everything we do is in faith.
Y Pastor Jim llegó.
So Pastor Jim came.
Y Jim dijo, ¿está bien?
Jim said, all right.
Hagámoslo.
Let's do it.
Y empezamos.
And we began.
Y en tres meses.
And in 3 months.
Ya estaba levantado.
It was raised up.
Es un lugar muy hermoso.
It's a beautiful place.
Y ahí están muchos jóvenes restaurándose.
And right now there's many men and youth being restored.
El gobierno nos cerró refugio 1.
The government shut down refuge 1.
Y todos nos fuimos al refugio 2.
And so we all went to live in refuge 2.
Y después ya volvimos al refugio 1.
And then we went back to refuge 1.
Y refugio 2 quedó ya habitado.
And so refuge 2 began to open.
Ahí viven muchachos que no pueden vivir en la ciudad.
And so now we have guys that can't live in the city.
Y les damos oportunidad también a un cambio.
And we're giving them an opportunity to change.
Y estamos viendo la gloria de Dios.
And we're seeing the glory of God.
Porque muchos quieren servir a Dios.
Because many of them want to serve the Lord.
Ahora estamos con una nueva etapa.
And so now we have a new stage.
Hemos bautizado casi 2,000 personas.
I think we've baptized over 2,000 guys and girls.
Que fueron expandilleros.
Who were ex-gang members.
Muchos han fallecido.
Many have died,
pero ahora con Cristo en su corazón.
But they left with Jesus in their hearts.
Y le podemos dar una oportunidad.
And we gave them the opportunity.
Ustedes les dieron una oportunidad.
You helped give that opportunity.
Ustedes son nuestra motivación.
You're part of our motivation.
Y nuestra oportunidad para trabajar.
And you're part of our opportunity to continue working.
Somos un equipo.
We're a team.
Y el Pastor Jim siempre está presente.
And Pastor Jim is always present.
Y con los hermanos que viajan.
And with the friends who've come with him,
ellos siempre quieren ayudar.
You guys always want to help.
Y motivar.
And help motivate and encourage us.
Cada ofrenda que ustedes dan,
every offering you've given,
está causando cambios poderosos en muchas vidas.
Is making powerful changes in the life of these youth.
Como el leproso.
Like the leper.
Como la mujer de flujo de sangre.
Like the woman who was bleeding for 12 years.
Como la prostituta que iban a apedrear.
Like the prostitute they were gonna stone.
La sociedad perdió el control.
Society lost control.
Pero Cristo tiene el control.
But Christ has the
control.
La
iglesia tiene la respuesta.
Our church has the answer.
Ahora tenemos dos proyectos grandes.
We have two big projects that are on the rise.
En la zona donde pusimos refugio 2.
In the zone where refuge 2 is.
Es un pueblo de pescas.
It's a fishing village.
Es muy pobre.
It's very poor.
Y hace unos pocos días hicimos una actividad para niños.
A couple days back we did a kids activity.
Vinieron de todos lugares.
And people came from all over the community.
Eran alrededor de 400 niños.
I think about 400 people came.
Y pudimos regalarles comida.
We gave out food.
Juguetes.
We gave out toys.
Dios empezó a multiplicar.
God multiplied.
Nosotros sacamos el último provecho.
And we took out the last,
de la provisión
the last bit
que Dios
of the
nos da.
Given.
Dios ha sido bueno.
God has been so good.
Y entonces no teníamos dónde hacer la actividad.
We had nowhere to do this activity.
Y una señora
and a woman from the
nos prestó un salón.
She allowed us to use this big space.
Es un salón grande.
It's a big building,
donde
an open
ahí
building.
Vendían licor.
It used to be a bar. They sold
era
liquor.
De perdición.
It was destruction.
Era un centro de recreación para adultos.
And so it's a recreational center for adults, he says.
Pero parece que alguien le echó una maldición.
But somebody cursed it.
Y quebró.
And it went bankrupt.
Y entonces la mujer decía.
So the woman said.
eso lo voy a vender.
I want to sell it.
Y Dios me dijo,
God told me,
cómpralo.
Buy it.
Para hacer una iglesia.
To make a church.
Y yo dije, sí.
I said, all right, God.
Vamos a comprar ese salón.
We're gonna buy that place.
Y le pregunté al pueblo, ¿les gustaría que hiciéramos una iglesia?
I asked the community, would you like
y
us
todos
to
decían
something?
Que sí.
And they've all said yes.
Y vamos a hacer un centro.
So our plan is to build a center
para que la gente pueda adorar a Dios en ese lugar.
Where they can worship God in that place.
Y los mismos muchachos del Refugio 2
and the same men of Refuge 2
van a ser los que van a ayudar a ministrar.
Are going to be the ones to administer it.
Van a ser los músicos,
the musicians,
los evangelistas,
the evangelists,
los pastores,
the pastors
de ese lugar.
Of that place.
Es un reto que tenemos.
That's our new challenge.
Y atrás vamos a hacer un centro deportivo.
And behind it we want to build a sports center.
Para que los chicos tengan un lugar donde ir a formar,
where
a hacer deporte.
Have a place to play sports.
Y estoy aceptando ese reto.
And so I'm accepting the challenge.
Entonces ahora entiendo.
I understand.
Que no fue una maldición.
It wasn't a curse.
Fue una bendición.
It was a blessing.
Porque Dios transforma las tinieblas en su
because
luz.
God changes the darkness into his light.
Y por último,
and so the last thing,
estoy muy motivado.
I'm very motivated.
Y quiero inspirarles a ustedes.
And I want to inspire you.
De un proyecto que tenemos.
Of another project we have.
Es en un lugar que se va a llamar Ciudad.
It's going to be called Refuge City.
Es Ciudad de Cristo.
Or the City of Christ, Christ City.
Y entonces ese lugar,
so that place,
va a ser un seminario,
is going to be like a
de
seminary,
preparación para nuevos
a
misioneros,
preparation ground for new missionaries.
Y son las personas que están sacando Dios de las calles para prepararlos teológicamente,
to prepare them theologically.
Y vamos a dar también oportunidad,
and we want to give opportunity,
a que hermanos que ustedes quieran,
so brothers and sisters,
puedan viajar.
You can come
y educar a esos muchachos
and help educate these men and women
y darles el abrazo, el amor
and hug them with the love of Christ
y prepararlos para la misión
and help to prepare them to
porque
go to missions.
La Biblia dice que al que mucho se le perdona,
the Bible says that's been forgiven greatly,
mucho ama,
will love greatly,
y mucho debe,
and they'll owe greatly.
Yo le debo a Dios,
I owe God,
mi vida le debe a Dios,
my life is owed to God,
y ustedes son un regalo de Dios,
you guys are a gift to God,
son la gracia de Dios,
you're the grace of God,
y gracias por permitirnos estar aquí.
Thank
en este
you for
lugar
allowing us to be here.
Y yo creo que Dios ha sido muy bueno con nosotros.
I believe God has been so good with us.
En conectarnos con el Pastor Jim.
To connect us with Pastor Jim.
Con lógicamente Cristo para la ciudad.
And obviously with Christ for the city.
Y con esta hermosa iglesia.
And with this beautiful church.
Son nuestras familias.
You are our family.
Y les amamos con todo el corazón.
And we love you with all our
y esperamos
heart.
Que pronto vayan a Costa Rica.
And we hope that soon you'll come to Costa Rica.
Y puedan ver cómo Dios está haciendo cosas.
And you can see what God is doing.
En la sociedad.
In society,
que ya no personas que ya no valían nada para la sociedad.
People that aren't worth anything for society.
Dios está levantando un ejército.
God's raising up an army.
Como dice la Biblia.
Like the Bible says.
Él está soplando.
He's blowing.
Sobre el valle de los huesos secos.
Over the dry bones.
Y gracias porque ustedes son instrumento.
And you guys are part of that
instrument. De mucha bendición.
Of lots of blessing.
Y ahora que sentí ese sentimiento.
And so I felt that in my heart a minute ago.
Es porque siento mucha paz.
Because I have peace.
Y mucha bendición con ustedes.
And lots of blessing with you guys.
Y gracias por ser hermanos que nos amen.
Thank you for being a family that loves us.
Que el Señor les recompense en gran manera.
And I pray that God will pay you back greatly.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Something I think is very important, that when Gretel talks about they're building a mechanic shop so they can repair motorcycles. Motorcycles go up and down that road all the time. When he talked about, you know, we're not a welfare group. We don't go and just give money. We give opportunity for them to do their own thing. When Sharon, the Lord put on her heart, let's help women learn how to sew. I think we've given, I don't know if 100 sewing machines. And the last time I was there, remember I bought things that they had learned how to sew, but they didn't realize that we had sold them got them the sewing machine, so it was nice. We paid for sewing machines, and then I paid for stuff that they made from the sewing machines we bought for them to learn a trade. But we help them to become self-sufficient. We're not welfare. There's enough of that in America. right? We don't want to be doing that there. And they know when I come, they get very nervous because, and Gerlo said that, I bring a lot of stress because if they don't do what they said they were going to do, they're done. I mean, literally, they'll never get another dime. And there are people there who have said they were going to do stuff and didn't do it. And it's like, I love you, but we're cut off. And she still wants me to love this certain area that I don't. But I have never, I confessed that out loud, didn't I? Don't say anything. But I have never once seen things that Gretel, Jessica, or Christian has promised and haven't over-delivered. Here's what I want to do. I wish we had $1 million to slowly help them with things. But if you're new here at Hope Church, you'll have to realize that for 10 years, and those of you who have been here long, you know that I never do this, but this morning I was praying and I said, God, it would be so good if we could give towards different projects and how we do that. We don't just give money. We say, you tell us, like we built the building for the little children. You tell me what you're going to do. Let's get a budget. When you get a foundation done, we'll send the money for walls. When walls are done, we send the money for roof. And so I would love for you to help me to be able to do a lot of different projects. I would love for us to say, let's give $25,000. And in Costa Rica, that equals about $150,000. And I told Sharon, she said, Jim, all right, we'll write a check for $2,000. Jim, why would you say that? You're going to lose your gift in heaven. I could care less about a gift in heaven. I just want to get through the doors, all right? So I'm not looking for a mansion or, you know, I can live on your back porch in heaven. I just want to get there. But here's why I tell you that. We're going to write a check today for $2,000. Why would I tell you that? Because I'm not going to ask you to do something that I'm not more than willing to do. And I think $25,000, you're like, man, I came to church for the first time and they're begging for money. That's what churches do. No, it's not. If you're here for the first time, I don't even want you to give a dime. Now, if you're mad at me and you want to, I'll take it. But if you're, I mean, we don't ever ask for money. We don't receive offerings on Sundays. If you're a believer, you should be a giver, which is the bottom line. So we never beg for money. We're just not going to do it. Either grow up in Christ or you're not. It's just how it goes. But if you would like to help these friends, I will promise you we don't take a dime from it, and I will make sure that projects get done. I actually go in November with a group of leaders, young emerging leaders in their 20s and 30s, a group from around the nation I'm leading in November. And I would love in November to take the guys from the Refuge 1 and 2 back to TJ Maxx and buy them, you know, Christmas gifts again. I would love to help them be part of buying that new building that they're going to make into a church. I would love to help. There's things that Gretel wants to have done. There's things that Jessica wants to have done. And I'm going to pray, and then, you know, if you want to give, there's a little box on the way out. You can write on a piece of paper, I'm in by the end of the year. And it's not a pressure thing. But I'm going to tell you, for my life, I don't want to be known for what I take. I want to be known for being a giver and trusting God beyond my own understanding. And I'm thrilled with that. Another thing I'd like to do, if you're interested, in January, I've never done this, I'd like, and if you're a gal, you're like, I can do that, okay, good. No problem, you're in. But I would like to take a guy's group, or I shouldn't say it that way because someone's going to be offended. I would like to take a group who can do construction work. So if you're a woman, you're like, I'm in, I can swing a hammer better than you, old man pastor. Perfect, you're welcome to come. No problem. In January, I think we can take a group down and do a construction project. And so if you say, hey, Jim, I'd be interested in that, let me know. And I'll set up a time in January, maybe for like 6-7 days, where we go down and we just build things. And I think it'd be a great opportunity. We could bring some of those resources down. And if we can help with some of that building, maybe we can help build it out. So anyway, I don't want to rattle on about that. Thank you for being, you know why I changed the name to Hope Church? Because we're a church that gives hope. Here at home and in many places across the globe. And I want to thank you for being the kind of church that doesn't just come to church, but you actually be the church. And so what an honor for me to be one of your pastors and to have our friends come today. I'm going to invite the worship team back up. I'm going to pray right now. And I'm asking the Lord for a miracle. I've never asked our church like this. But I think this is the day, this is the Sunday, where I think it's not a huge deal to raise $25,000 to invest in these friends to make a major difference, both now and for eternity. So pray with me and then we'll stand together. Father, thank you. Gosh, I love what these friends are doing. And I'm so thankful that we get to pray. I love Hope Church and what we're doing here. But I also love that we get to be a part of something bigger than us. I also can't wait for some of the elderly in Hope Church who could never physically go to Costa Rica to go to heaven and, as Christian said, see somebody who says, hey, thanks. Thanks for that $10 you gave because I came to know Christ. Thanks for that thing. God, I pray for a miracle. I want to help these friends. I want to help them expand the kingdom. Jesus, you said all authority has been given to you. Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them, discipling them. And then you said you would be with us. I want you to be with us. I want us to be making disciples around the world. And God, I pray for $25,000. God, this is so weird for me. But Lord, I believe that we can do that in this group. Lord, by the end of the year, we can do that. And Lord, I pray that you would put on our hearts what to do. I don't want to like pull someone's leg or even bring this up again. I'm just not doing it. Lord, we're given what we can, and I pray that my friends here at Hope Church would do what they can, and then we'll watch the kingdom grow way beyond what we could ask or imagine. So, Father, again, thank you. What an honor. An honor it is, humbling for me to be here with such great leaders. Bless them, Lord. Keep them. God, may your face radiate about them as they go and share the love of Jesus in Costa Rica. God, as we sing this last song, may it truly be worship to you. In Jesus' name, amen.